Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that believes those who forget the past are condemned to repeat it. I'm Gabe Lussier, and today we're looking at how Germany has kept the memory of the Holocaust victims alive, and why the country's pledge of never again is more important now than ever. The day was January 27th, 1996. German President Roman Herzog declared a national day of remembrance for the victims of Nazism. Each year since, the German parliament, the Bundestag, has held a ceremony in Berlin where firsthand witnesses to the Holocaust are invited to share their recollections. Similar commemorative events are also held by the state parliaments and local governments of Germany, a testament to the nation's commitment to never forget the darkest parts of its own history. Most countries don't draw attention to the moral failings of their past, and certainly not on a nationwide scale, but it was a move that felt vital to the people of Germany and to their leaders. As then-President Herzog explained on the occasion, the observance of the day was a way to, quote, continue to remind future generations to be vigilant, and to find a form of memory that reaches towards the future. In the wake of the Second World War, Germany began developing policies to reckon with and make restitution for the actions of the Nazi regime. Days of remembrance were an important part of that work from the very beginning, even though they weren't yet recognized as national holidays. Instead, the commemorative events were held by individuals, community groups, nonprofits, as well as government departments. Two of the days most often marked for remembrance were the anti-Jewish pogroms of Kristallnacht on November 9, 1938, and the liberation of the Auschwitz extermination camp in Poland on January 27, 1945. That last date in particular gained more and more attention as the 20th century went on. After soldiers of the Soviet Red Army liberated Auschwitz, the atrocities that took place there quickly became world news. That was largely due to the many shocking photos of the prisoners that had been taken by Soviet soldiers, as well as photos taken by the SS itself. It eventually came to light that roughly 1.1 million people had died in Auschwitz during the less than 5 years of its existence. The vast majority of those victims were Jews, though a great number of Poles, Soviet POWs, and Sinti and Romani people perished there as well. The notoriety of the camp continued to grow in the decades that followed, both in Germany and around the world. Terms like Holocaust and genocide were too abstract to leave much of an impression on the collective consciousness, but the word Auschwitz was a different story. It conjured images of a specific place and of the people who suffered there. Auschwitz was far from the only death camp, but it became a stand-in for all the others, an international symbol of Nazi brutality and of the systematic murder of European Jews. In that light, it's no wonder that the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz would be chosen as the day to commemorate the victims of the Holocaust. However, some Germans argued that November 9th would have been more fitting, as the coordinated violence of Kristallnacht had been carried out within their country's borders, rather than in Poland, as was the case with Auschwitz. In the end, though, there may have been a more practical reason for choosing January 27th instead of November 9th. Namely, the November date was the same one on which the Berlin Wall had fallen in 1989. The German government likely felt the date was getting a bit crowded in terms of historical importance, and instead opted for one that would place attention squarely on the Holocaust. It's also interesting to note the timing of Germany's decision to proclaim an official day of remembrance. In 1996, the Cold War had been over for just a few years, and the eyes of the world were still on Germany, waiting to see how the reunified nation would conduct itself. Displaying a willingness to face up to its own negative history may have been a way to signal to the world that Germany was ready to move forward without sweeping the past under the rug. Whatever the rationale, Germany's move to commemorate the day inspired other countries to do the same. In 2002, the Council of Europe made January 27th a day of Holocaust remembrance and prevention of crimes against humanity. Then, in 2006, the United Nations declared it International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Those designations are increasingly important the further away we get from the events they memorialize. Each year, the number of remaining Holocaust survivors decreases, and sooner rather than later, that living connection to one of the most evil acts in history will be gone. When that happens, the duty of remembrance will fall entirely on our shoulders, on every citizen of the world, not just Germany. Days of formal commemoration, like this one, make that task much easier, carving out a space in our lives to reflect on everything the human race is capable of, both good and bad. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to get in touch by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again soon for another day in history class.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.